This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. In Romans 5, 7, and 8, the Apostle Paul writes, "For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." When Jesus was crucified, he took upon himself the punishment that was due for our sins. He took what we deserved. But what is incredibly amazing about this is that he did this while we were still his enemies. We would have to agree with the Apostle Paul. We consider it one of the highest displays of self-sacrifice and friendship when one person is willing to die in behalf of another. We find that this act is done for a loved one, someone we value and cherish. But how many of us would be willing to die for a man who is an enemy? Someone who reviled us, cheated us, tried to injure both our physical body and our character. Yet, these were the kind of people Christ went to the cross for. He gave his life up for those who hated him, for those who were his enemies. No greater sacrifice has ever been offered. No greater love has ever been seen. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. Or write to us at P.O. Box 781, Painesville, Ohio 44077. That's P.O. Box 781, Painesville, Ohio 44077. And discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.